On This Day with Gunners and Ally.
It is time to see what happened on this day, Thursday the 14th of November, and it's World Diabetes Day today as well. Today, Prince Charles, the Prince of Wales and heir to the British throne, is 71 years old. I didn't realise he was that old, 71. I kept thinking he might be in his late 60s.
Yeah, well, and he's been waiting most of his life, hasn't he, just to step into the big shoes.
The monarchs seem to, really extend. They hang on. They don't want to move anywhere. They don't want to give up their throne. So will he ever sit on the throne? That's the question.
Not looking likely.
Yeah, it looks like it might be Will's. Paul McGann, the English actor. He was the eighth actor to star in the Doctor Who TV series. He turns the big 6-0 today. Patrick Warburton, the US actor. He played David Putty, who is Elaine's boyfriend in Seinfeld, his most well-known role. He was also in that Aussie movie, The Dish. Well, he turns 55. Adam Gilchrist, former Aussie cricketer, is 48. And Brooke Satchwell, the Australian actress, is 39.
Moby Dick, published this day, 1851. That's become a bit of a classic.
Absolute classic novel. BBC went to air in England today in 1922.
Michael Jackson's 14-minute thriller video. 14 minutes.
That's a bit indulgent, isn't it?
Wow. It was almost like a little movie, wasn't it?
It was.
That premiered this day, 1983.
Cost over $1 million to produce that. That was back then, in 83.
Yeah, it was a pretty big production. Of course, a lot of music videos have pushed the envelope of what's possible in film.
I think Michael Jackson pretty much set that bar, especially then in 91 when he did the black and white and all of those other ones with special effects.
Look at what else was around at the time. It was basically shoot the camera at the guys
standing
there.
In the club. Doing the side-to-side shuffle. Today in 1988, Murphy Brown, starring Candice Bergen, it debuted on TV and then it was revived last year.
That had a good little run too back in the original. Don't know what the new one's like. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't actually.
Leighton Hewitt won his second straight number one tennis ranking, ending 2002 as the world's number one tennis player.
Wow. In 2012, Cairns experienced a total eclipse of the sun. What the hell? Total eclipse of the sun.
Doesn't happen very often in Cairns.
No. A previous total solar eclipse in Cairns was in 710 AD, and the next one won't be until 2237.
And if you like a little bit of, mellow TV watching, Al Roker set the new official Guinness World Record for the 34-hour uninterrupted live TV weather report.
What? John would love that.
John DeBellis.
Our boss, he loves weather and rain and all that kind of stuff.
34 hours?
No, but not for me. And that's on this day for Thursday the 14th of November, World Diabetes Day.